some of the obstacles she'd overcome. And now, she was in their deepest sanctum. No mere trinkets were housed in this tomb of titanium, no coins or jewels. No, this was a central vault for Indigo Technologies, a leader in every industry that involved circuits or switches. Everything they released managed to be years ahead of their competitors. With the prototypes and plans available here, she would be able to advance her own research by decades, as well as make a tidy profit. Finally, she could begin funding her own projects. All it would take was a bit of corporate espionage to get her off the ground. She stepped forward with impossible care, eyes sweeping for some new trap ready to spring out at her. None of her considerable bribes, thieving, or threats had secured her information about the vault's interior defenses. So from this point on, she was flying blind. There was no way Indigo would stop at merely protecting the outside, though. That much she was sure of. She crept toward one of the nearest walls, constantly on alert. When she reached it without incident, she tenderly opened the first drawer she could reach. It was metallic, like all the box drawers she could see, and slid out from its nearly seamless integration in the wall with a simple touch. The marking on its front, CX9-315, was gibberish to her, but she had to start the search somewhere. Perhaps she would get lucky and glean some sense of what the filing system meant from the box's contents, and if not, she would just keep searching blind. Inside drawer CX9-315 was a single piece of paper. Clearly, this project hadn't gotten very far off the ground. But if its mere concept was in a place this secure, then it had to be worth taking. She pulled the paper up to read it, unable to contain her curiosity. Curiosity was her fatal flaw, one that had resulted in her gaining her fire powers several years prior. But what met her eyes was not a project plan or a design schematic or even a rough sketch. Instead, it was two words in a bold, formal font, centered on the page. Well done. The hell? She muttered, despite the fact that she was keenly aware of exactly what the hell was going on. Before she heard the vent system seal up, or saw the glowing orbs crackling with energy rise from hidden compartments, or felt the sudden dip in temperature, before all of that, she knew she was undone from the words alone. Someone had known she was coming. And Indigo Technologies was not the sort of company that failed to prepare for a guest appropriately. "This is interesting," said a new voice, one coming from everywhere in the room, yet at the same time from no single spot. It was a male voice, older but not quite at the cusp of aged. Rather than sounding upset or accusing, it seemed amused. That, more than anything else, set her teeth on edge. Angry people could be predicted. Their actions would fall in the realm of reason. Someone amused, sounding like they'd found a new toy, could herald true horrors in store for her.
"Did you know that when we set this little trap for you, I was the only one who believed you had the skills to spring it? Everyone else thought you'd be snared by the lasers or the coolant cannons. Only I believed you had what it would take to make it all the way here."
"Trying to make me feel thankful?" She held the paper firmly in hand, and it burst into flames. The fire spread up her hand to her elbow. Within seconds, there was nothing left but ash. Undone or not, she had no intention of going down gently.
"None of that now. I was trying to tell you that you've just won me several $1,000s in bragging rights. This means, at the moment, I am rather predisposed to like you, while my underlings are significantly miffed. You should probably just go along with things, because the other options in front of you are far less pleasant."
At his words, the temperature in the vault dropped noticeably. She suspected that if she'd had a normal tongue and pressed it to the metal walls, it would have stuck. Maintaining her flames grew significantly more difficult, but she persevered. She would not show weakness, not even if that was her final act of defiance. "All things considered, if I have to die, then I think I'd like to wreck as many of your toys as I can on my way out," she spat.
"Die? Who on earth?